Hello, everyone. You are about to get an earful of one of my feminization recordings. If that is not your proverbial cup of tea, then you should probably pass this one up. But don't be sad. I have tons of other files at www.femdomerotichypnosis.com. And I've often said that I'll dominate anybody. I love working with the gender community, from cross-dressers to post-operative trans women, to drag queens, to everyone without a handy label. So now find a spot to stretch out in, and let's get rolling. Do you know what I find interesting? When I lean forward toward a submissive, kneeling down before me, and when I have a soft and so deeply opaque blindfold in my hands, and when I lean in and get very, very close, when I begin to fasten the blindfold over their eyes. You know what? I can't remember a single incident where their eyes were not closed before I could fasten it. Counting is very, very good for falling asleep. Also, there is a trick someone once taught me. Picture the shape of your own nose. But I like to keep it interesting, so you will think instead about the curve of my hip jutting out, aggressive femininity. I've been accused of that a time or two, even if I have the loosest blindfold of the softest, softest fabric that wouldn't even brush against their eyes. Their eyes still so obediently close. The closing of your eyes when you submit to me, accepting that you do not need to know what comes next. You simply agree. Imagine how it would be. Imagine now if that feeling covered your whole body. So I want you to think about the curve of my hip, especially when my weight is more on one foot than on the other. And when you do, draw the line slowly, as if you were pointing a laser pointer along its contour. And remember to obey when I tell you to do it slowly. Slowly, really, really, see it. Resignation covering your hands and fingers. Are your eyes closed? What a silly question. Of course they're closed. Of course your fingers and wrist joints and abdominal muscles contain a little bit of the feeling of closed eyes. I want you to open your eyes for a moment. Even though it's unpleasant when they're happy being closed, now close them again. Okay, go ahead. And when you do, that closed eye feeling will cover another 10% of your body. You pick the parts. Open your eyes. Close. 10% more. I'll pick the part for you to relax. It's your neck this time, and the back of your head. Let it reflect the feeling you get when you close your eyes. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Each time there is more of that feeling you get when you close your eyes. Close your eyes against your conscious distractions. I will trust you to do this on your own now, while you listen and obey. Closing them and opening them and spreading that feeling all around your body by yourself. I want you to really see this curving line. I want you to focus your energy on it, drawing my hand with your own internal laser pointer, a red beam that leaves a glowing red contour suspended in the air. I'm going to step aside and free of your drawing now, and the line of my silhouette, aggressively feminine, will hang suspended in the air in front of your eyes, and you will look at my hips and at nothing but my hips. Close your eyes if they are open. Close them tighter if they are closed. And you've worked hard for this puppet, so you can leave them closed now. Leave every part of your body lightly and delightfully closed. Eyes entranced. Now I want you to retrace the line of my curve as it hangs in the air. Retrace it in your mind's eye. But this time, you notice that you feel every movement of your warm red beam. Of relaxing red pinpoint light. You feel it as you see it. Not in your mind, not on your cog, but you notice it along your right side. The light is tracing the contour of your body. Your body has an aggressively feminine shape and indent and outdent now. Hips. Not my hips, but your hips. Your body bends in and out in hips. Now, feel the warmth of that same pinpoint of light making the same gesture all along your left side. Your pelvis forms a butterfly shape in bone, and now you will spread your gossamer wings and you will fly. Hips, butterfly, taking off. Take flight in your mind into the light pink heights. While your hips are getting heavy, very heavy, wide and soft, we are building the foundation of your female form. Your girl name is your name. Say it for me. Say it softly and seductively. Like you are trying to entice yourself a date. Say your name. Every time I say my name, you will say your name now, and your hips widen out even more and get even heavier, grounding you down and building a base for your feminine sense of self. It's easy to feel yourself feminized inside and out, downward and then up. You will say your name when you hear my name. Transforming into feminine beauty, your subconscious feminine is magnified by Goddess Mira. Your intuitive feminine is manifest for Goddess Mira. Your radiant feminine is heightened by Mira Stern's suggestions, subliminally enhancing your hypnotic internal feminine. Now, repeat your female name whenever you hear Goddess Mira. Your female name enhancing and expanding your feminine form. Goddess Mira wants your hips to become wider and heavier. Goddess Mira demands your hips become flexible and easy to roll with a sensual shimmy. Goddess Mira's command is a samba, a Latin motion that finds your hips and flaunts your hips. Find your hips and flaunt your hips. Long and clinging mermaid hem skirts. Corseted waist to show those hips. Move and walk, originating there. Motion and emotion originating there. Sexual and wild, intuitive and a little dangerous. Don't be scared when your hips get bigger and heavier, and bigger and heavier, wider and softer, and wider and softer. Thank you. And if I were to say my name one more time, your closed eyes, they would feel so much more closed, yes. They would not simply be lightly closed, but sealed closed, yes. If I were to say my name one more time, and you were to respond automatically and obediently by saying your girl name aloud, softly, your eyes would be sealed closed, and you would be in a very deep trance, a deeper trance than you have ever, ever felt. You would immediately and obediently sink down deeper than ever before, to the blackest darkness and the most peaceful amnesia-prone sleep. If I were to say, Goddess Mira, your eyes would be stuck closed, sealed closed, your eyelids adhered to each other, so that you could not open them even if you wanted to. Eyes fixed shut. Your internal chart of your body is all hips, hips, hips. You are a woman. You are a girl. You are wide in the center. Your gender is planted deep in your hips. Your walk rolls it out with every step, feminized, from the inside to the outside, grounded in your walk. Your hips are a pendulum to hypnotize the men who look at you. Your hips are a pendulum to hypnotize the women who look at you, reminding them of the power and the enchantment of their hips, our hips. You don't need to think. You only need to sway. You don't need to consider it. You only need to react. And you react from the hips outward. You feel your feminine hypnotized to intuition self, radiating outward from those gorgeous hips. You become happy from the hips and outward. You walk from the hips and outward. You lead with your hips. Your hips go asymmetrical when you are resting and standing still. Resting and standing still. Your thoughts are resting and standing still. So it won't come as much surprise that when you are all alone, and entirely alone, you put on some music that you feel in your hips, and you are more inclined than you have ever been to dance around, entirely female, entirely loosened and sexy in your hips. And when it's not feasible, you will always see yourself doing just that. Dancing and moving from the hip and swaying so heavily and so lush and so ripe from side to side. Side to side. You will even find you take on a tendency to sway side to side when you touch yourself. To sway side to side if you want to be sexual. And if you get permission to be sexual with yourself, your hips might just run away with you altogether. And as your hips run away with your motions, this will only reinforce how my words run away with your mind, your thoughts, your obedience in the palm of my hand. So now I'd like you to whisper your girl name. Just whisper it. And you will feel yourself come up to lighter trance from deep trance. Everything I have programmed into you is accessible to your mind and firmly in your mind, and it will stay there to weave permanent changes in your mindset, improving and indoctrinating the male out of you. What happens in deep trance can stay buried in deep trance, and your subconscious mind will use it more frequently that way. And even though you don't need to open your eyes to know it, you feel the sense that the seal on your eyelids is no longer there. If you wanted to open them, you would, and you could. Your decision to lie there in a light and pleasurable state of slumber is just that. It is your decision. Your decision to lie there and to feel that warm red laser pointer drawn light becoming diffuse now, more diffuse, and spreading over your pelvis so that everything there is very, very warm now. Your genitals are so warm. The radiant, energizing heat that you might expect from a warm stone massage or a warmed towel laid over your hips. You can feel that now. And slowly, very slowly, at your own pace, I'm going to let you enjoy the feeling of your hips for as long as you want to lie there and enjoy it. Being feminized, more feminized. Just lie there and enjoy these feelings in your body and in your mind. When you are ready, you can wake up at your own pace.
Thank you.